It's the holiday season. I can't believe it's the holiday season. It seems like we were lining up for the 4th of July parade yesterday. And here we are. Tons of snow. The holiday season's here. And that means it's those ringing bells at the kettles. Captain Eddie Williams from the Salvation Army is here. And I was telling you before we went on the air, you can watch movies from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, 60s. There's always a scene with a red kettle and somebody ringing a bell. Usually it's a Santa Claus they have out there ringing a bell for the Salvation Army. And everybody's always putting stuff into it. I listen to old-time radio shows, and it's on every one of the Christmas ones, too. You always hear the bells. They're ringing the bells for the Salvation Army. So you guys have been around for how long now?
The Salvation Army internationally has been around for over 150 years, but we've been present in Racine for over 130 years.
Whoa. All right. Yeah. So you were here when my house was built. About then.
Yeah.
Now, there was a movie, a Broadway show and a movie made, and it was somewhere about the Salvation Army, Guys and Dolls.
Yes. Yeah, I think last time I was here, you asked me that question, and so I haven't forgotten the answer to that, just in case you asked again.
The Broadway musical, a lot of great music came from Guys and Dolls, and it was made into a movie, and it was all centered around the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gangsters and the Salvation Army. But yeah, there are a lot of movies based around the Salvation Army. There was one with Rex Harrison, one of his older movies. And again, it was based on the Salvation Army. In Pocketful of Miracles, one of my favorite movies with Glenn Ford and Betty Davis. Salvation Army ringing bells were prevalent in that film. But it's always in the movies.
Yeah.
Everybody's giving. Now, when you don't mainly do street corners here in Racine. You go to like supermarkets and stores, right?
Yep.
It's a lot safer than just sitting on a street corner.
Yeah.
And so it's nice that they give you permission to do it.
Yeah, a lot of stores are gracious to allow us to ring inside the vestibule. And so a lot of our locations, our ringers and volunteers can be safe from the elements. There are a few locations where, due to, reasons, we have to ring outside. But we're always grateful, right? It's a privilege. It's an honor. They don't have to allow us to stand and to ring to collect funds for the community. And so we're always appreciative and thankful for their partnership and collaboration in that.
And they're very nice, too. During the summer, when the Boy Scouts are out there selling candy bars, I always say, and I know they're thinking, oh, this guy's just saying that. I say, I'll get you on the way out because I'm walking out of the store with a candy bar. Yeah. They'll handcuff me. And I want to make sure that I buy it on the way out. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the kids say, yeah, right, you'll buy it on the way. But I always do.
Right.
And, the kettles. Now, you have to empty those every night, obviously.
Every night.
Every night. And I'm not going to ask you the amounts in there because that's not important, but people are pretty generous.
Yes. Yeah, the Racine community has just gone above and beyond, at least, for obviously a number of years. But in my time here in Racine, we've just seen incredible generosity displayed through the selfless giving of so many who continue to support not only our work and our mission, but individuals who want to see those experiencing hardship and crisis in their own lives kind of chart a new pathway to stability and self-sufficiency. I mean, overcoming those barriers to poverty that kind of prevent them from doing greater and improving their quality of life. And so we're thankful once again.
Several years ago, right where you're sitting, I had an expert on charity giving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was from Charity Navigator. I'm not sure. But he was an auditor of charities to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And I brought in a bag full of requests because I give to a lot of animal charities and veterans charities. And I brought in a bag of everybody requesting money from me. We went through a few of them. And he said, I said, who's the best deal to give money to? He said, in all the auditing we've done, when you give a dollar to the Salvation Army, just about all that dollar goes to where it's supposed to go. It doesn't go to administration. There's a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's the best one when it comes to donating to the Salvation Army. They give more money, more of your dollar to where it's supposed to be going. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Oh, absolutely. I think nationally about 87 cents of every dollar goes directly to support the community. About the remaining 13% obviously is used for administrative costs. We have buildings that need lights and gas and water. We have employees, staff, team members who run the day-to-day operations, food pantry, case management, reception, office managers. And so I think that's the incredible thing about the Salvation Army is that most of what we donate goes right back to those who need it the most.
Right, that's what he said. Yep. He said more. So you were the number one on his list. And I went to some of my animal charities. They all had A's. I mean, again, you have some administrating costs.
Yeah.
But most of it goes to where it's supposed to be going, and that's where I give money. If I see it's like a 50%, 50-50, I don't give to it. But if they're going to give 90% to the animals or to the veterans,
yeah,
they get my money.
Absolutely.
And I do it all the time. Okay, so who rings these kettles?
So the Salvation Army actually employs seasonal bell ringers, individuals from the community who come alongside to support and help us. And so they go out and they ring the bells, right, giving it their all, engaging with the community, collecting donations that support our year-round operations and programs that support the community. But we also depend upon a lot of volunteers. The great thing about volunteers is that they allow us to net more profit from our fundraising campaign, so that way we can expense more in serving and meeting the needs of our community members year round. And so it's really an impressive operation to pull together paid bell ringers and volunteers to coordinate schedules and to make sure that everybody has the equipment and the resources they need. But it really is a beautiful expression of God's grace, a beautiful expression of community, of support and encouragement. And we're always blessed by those who have such a great time just serving, right, their community through this opportunity.
How long you been with the Salvation Army?
So I've been a Salvation Army officer, a pastor, going on 9 years. But I grew up in the Salvation Army my entire life. And so a lot of the programs and services that we offer, my family received back in St. Louis, going to summer camp, learning to play brass instruments, being a part of our
That's
version.
Another thing, they have a band.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't have one in Racine, but I just started playing my cornet again. And so if there's anybody out there that is interested in teaching brass music, you know, come and see me. We can talk about some things.
Yeah, let's hear about the Salvation Army band.
Yeah.
I couldn't dig up a bunch of guys who and women who know how to play some brass instruments. Yeah. I mean, you can't have a violin in the band, but that's like Woody Allen, one of his movies. In the marching band, he played the cello.
Yeah.
And he had a chair he used to carry, sit down, play a little cello, pick up the chair with the marching band, play the cello. Too bad you can't find get a marching band. Because in all the movies I see, they always have a band.
Yeah, it would be nice.
So you haven't been there the full 130 years, huh?
Okay. No, not me.
Okay. I'm just checking. I just said you were there a long time, I figured. Okay, in just a minute, we're gonna rejoin camp. We're not rejoining him. We're just getting a quick break here. Captain Eddie Williams of the Salvation Army is here. How can you become a bell ringer? I was a bell ringer.
Who are you?
I was a bell ringer in Milwaukee at the Grand Avenue Mall when it got rebuilt and opened up. So I was a bell ringer for a week there.
Awesome.
And it was pretty good. People give money. Of course, it's a Christmas time. People feel in a good mood.
Right.
So they'll give money. Captain Eddie Williams from the Salvation Army is here today. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Schlepping through the snow and everything.
I did. 6 a.m. I got up just so I could make here on time.
I used to get here at 5:30 on the dot, and I left about a half hour earlier than I normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Got here at 5:30 on the dot.
Hey.
I just took a look at my car. It's all snow covered again. I'll give you the brush. You can brush it off. I think you're parked right next to me anyway. Yeah. Yeah, so when you get out, just give it a brush down. Huh? We were talking about volunteers and for the bell ringing. Before we get to anything else, how do people volunteer for the bell ringing?
Yeah, so the Salvation Army for our volunteers can sign up online by visiting registertoring.com. And so we have a 2-hour bell ringing shift set up at about 14 locations throughout Racine. And so they can just go online, pick a location that they'd like to ring at, 2 hours, grab your family, grab your friends.
You get to pick your location.
Yeah, you get to choose where you get to stand.
Okay. Is there one at Culver's where we
Well, there are count. We have counter kettles at Culver's where when you buy your meal, you can donate. But
I want a bell ring at some food place like O&H Danish Bakery. Want to stand outside there. At least you get to smell the baked goods.
Right? No, we don't know. Not there.
Now, how do people get in there? How do they register to get in? Where do they notify you at?
Yeah. So you can visit registertoring.com or you can call the Salvation Army here in Racine at 262-632-3147. And our office manager, Ruth, who's exceptional, can help you or walk you through the process to get you signed up at a location of your choice.
And we'll mention that again before Captain Eddie leaves. let's talk about the biggest thing in the news now. People starving. Mm-hmm. They don't have any money for food. I look at this and I want to cry when there's a woman. I haven't eaten in 2 days, and my children, I'm giving them all the food I have because the SNAP money, you know, Congress, for whatever reason, the selfish reason they have on both sides of the political side there, don't feel it's necessary to feed people. Mm-hmm. So what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so the Salvation Army continues to address food insecurity throughout Racine, and even with the recent SNAP and TANF concerns through our food pantry. We operate a weekly pantry every Wednesday and Thursday from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. or until we serve the first 30 families. And so right now we've seen an increase of new and first-time families. We see about 30 or 40 a month. And this is just, these are just families that are receiving services through our food pantry for the very first time. And so there's a lot of need for a lot of individuals throughout Racine. And obviously the Salvation Army is happy to help. But we understand that some of our other community partners are also contributing and supporting families and individuals through this hard time as well. And I also would like to mention that the Salvation Army also operates a child nutrition program called the Healthy Kids Diner. And this program provides hot, nutritious meals at three of the Racine Police Department's cop houses Monday through Friday. Between 3 and 5 p.m. So families can bring their children. They come inside. We'll give them a meal, whether it be cheeseburgers, sloppy joe, soup, things of that nature. So that way they can have access to healthy, nutritious meals as well.
So when people donate to the kettles, mm-hmm.
The money goes to fund programs like the Healthy Kids Diner to support food purchases through Feeding America and other locations for our food pantry. It supports our housing assistance for those who are on and or facing eviction. It supports case management services and programs like our Pathway of Hope initiative that allows clients with children under 18 kind of work towards stability and self-sufficiency through goal planning. And it's just overall, right? Our mission is simple. We were called to preach the gospel of Jesus and to meet human needs in his name without discrimination. And so every cent, every dollar donated at a Red Kettle goes to ensure that the community is resourced through the Salvation Army as best as we can, and also so that we don't have to have any interruptions to our programming throughout the year.
Wow. You know, every day I thank God. When I pull into the parking lot here, I do my prayers, and I thank God that I grew up in the household I did. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a Leave It to Beaver household with my parents. Perfect parents. My brother and I always talk about, we hit the pick six in the gene pool with our parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't get to pick your parents, so you're very lucky when they turn out to be great, like my parents were. Never talked about money. It was always there. Enough, mm-hmm. you know, I found out later on, they did struggle, but they didn't let us know they were struggling.
Right.
You know, whatever they sacrificed for, we got, my brother and I. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I see these families out there that are trying to stretch a dollar to feed their children. And I want to cry. I want to grab them and say, here's a meal. I'll feed you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And now it's tougher. I noticed the politicians aren't missing a meal. I've seen some of those fat bellies out there. they seem to be getting all their food. And I just now, hopefully today, they made some kind of agreement last night, actually.
Yeah.
Hopefully the money will be flowing again to these people that need it. And then, you know, people say, well, they should get a job. Well, not everybody. When you got a couple of kids and you're a single mom mm-hmm. or single dad, it's not a matter of getting a job. You can have a job and still not have enough money.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, you got to remember, not everybody's as fortunate as, you know, as my brother and I said, you're not as lucky to hit the pick six in the gene pool. And, you know, it's just, you know, happen to do it. Well,
and I understand that from experience growing up in St. Louis, my mom raising three kids, though my dad was in the house, he struggled with his own vices with alcohol. And so watching her as a kid, carrying the load of raising three kids, of paying all the bills, of providing food, of working two and three jobs. Just it gives you a new affinity and a new perspective that I think many who have that support don't necessarily realize, right? And so it's quick to assume that getting a job is the solution, but there's always so many other factors underneath the surface that need to be addressed first before they can begin to kind of work themselves up and out of those generational cycles of poverty and trauma and all of those things that they carry with them that prevent them from, you know, doing what they need to do to improve their quality of life.
Quick review now. People want to give to the food pantry. How do they do it?
Yeah, so we take monetary donations. Those can be dropped off or mailed to the Salvation Army. If you would like to bring in in-kind donations of non-perishable items, those can also be dropped off to the Salvation Army. And our address is 1901 Washington Avenue. It's the big brown building at the corner of Washington and Phillips. And then we also always have a need for hygiene items, toothbrushes, toothpaste, deodorant, body wash, toilet paper, things to help offset the expense that many of our clients experience in having to make the choice between food or hygiene or rent and hygiene. And so all those donations can be brought to us and know that they will go directly to those who need them the most.
And it's not just this time of year. It's all year.
Yes, sir. All year.
People need to eat in February. They need to eat in, in April. They need to eat every month there is. And they need clothing in those months as well. But this time of year, people tend to be more giving. I don't know why. They just are. They're in a better mood or whatever. And they look at their, you know, fortunate situation they're in. Okay. And if you want to volunteer for bell ringing, you can go to registertoring.com. Registertoring.com. Or call 262-632-3147. 262-632-3147. Captain Eddie Williams, Salvation Army.
Thank you.
Good luck. I hope your kettle get too full and you can't even lift them.
Me too. And look for us. November 14th is when we start. So we'll be out ringing bells up until December 24th. So we look forward to another successful fundraising season.
Hope you break your back lifting them so heavy.
I do too.
Okay. Thank you, Captain Eddie Williams from the Salvation Army.